Speak to us, O Lord, from the silence of eternity, interpreted by love. Amen. The text this morning is from Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 to 23. Proverbs 4, "My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health unto all their flesh. But above all else, guard thy heart, for everything that you do flows from your heart." Repeat that verse. That's Proverbs 4:23. "Above all else," he writes, "guard thy heart, for everything thou dost do flows from your heart." I'd like to talk for just a few minutes about the centrality of the heart in human life and how especially one can be healed from a wounded or a broken heart. The heart is the center for all human intercourse and interchange and relationship. It is not the head. We know this empirically because we know how our lives work. Our heart governs. Our head may object, but our heart governs. And that's not a bad thing because the word of the Lord says that that's core. And how can a wounded heart be healed? Well, I always like to start by taking people to see the 1986 video of the Thompson twins, "In the Name of Love." You remember the song, 1986, "In the Name of Love, In the Name of Love." And you remember it, even if you don't remember it. And the thing about the video is, it's a perfect picture of the power of love to galvanize everybody from 6 to 60, because when they performed this in 1986 in the King's Palace in Liverpool, the tenor, Tom Bailey, sings this very new wave song, but as soon as he starts singing the chorus, "In the Name of Love," the entire audience goes completely crazy, just as they should. When he starts talking about "In the Name of Love," the entire audience goes completely crazy. So go home and see it. Don't see the one that was recorded in Lewis, Delaware 2 years later. See the one that was in Liverpool, because what you see there is the absolute electric quality of the communitarian expression of that, "In the Name of Love, all things are made buoying, overwhelming, and joyous in you." And the thing about love is, I'm not talking about the love that you give. I'm talking about the love that you receive. That's the real core of my word to you today. The important love that is touched the heart is a love that is received, not given. Now, when love is given to you, you inevitably, organically, almost chemically love back. But love originates always in the reception of it, not in the giving of it. That is simply a result. What we want is love received. Now, you remember from 1968, the great anthem by Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Now, you say you don't, but you do. Everybody here remembers it. You may not, you know, men remember who played the bass, right? And how many times it got recorded. Women remember it. They just don't remember the details the way the men do. But you all remember it from 1968. And did it go like this? "I've made Blood, Sweat, and Tears. I've made you so very happy. I've made you so very, very happy, baby. You're so glad I came into your life." Now, is that what it says? Absolutely not. That's the exact opposite of what it says. It's sung by a very gifted Toronto singer. It goes like this: "You've made me so very happy. You've made me so very, very happy, baby. I'm so glad you came into my life. And the heart is stirred by prior love that comes from outside itself to me. And the origin of every loving action, every compassionate moment, every kindly act or altruistic moment that you have stems from belovedness, not from the act of loving. And that's the essence of what the Christian faith is. The Christian faith, in its unique core, is that love is one way towards us. That is the Christian unique, the absolutely unique element of the Christian gospel is that love comes to us. We do not go to it. We might wish to, but we fail. But love comes to us, as in blood, sweat, and tears. And my heart is stirred when someone loves me from outside. Proverbs 4, everything comes from the heart being loved. Now, please think about it in your case. I mean, you might be a widower. You might be a divorced person, very possibly. You may be a widow. You may be a person in a thoroughly happy, currently exciting marriage. You may be a little bit of all those things. But you know that the love that changed your life came from you, from another. You might have besmirched it. You might have underrated it. You might have undervalued it. You might have missed it. God forbid, most people do. I'll give you another example, and this is your homework for Holy Week. You, obviously, the most important thing about Holy Week is going to church and getting in touch with God and Jesus Christ. But the second most important thing you can do is next week. It's very easy to find. Find on the internet the movie from 1958. Called Some Came Running. Some Came Running. It won the Oscar. The director won the Oscar. Shirley MacLaine won the Oscar. And it stars Frank Sinatra and Shirley MacLaine. And I'm going to take a little risk and read you the second to last scene. It's not long. And Some Came Running. This is the absolute essence of the way love operates and Christian love operates, as you'll see. The movie is very Peyton Place-ish for the first hour and a half, but the last 40 minutes are pure Christianity. I underline it, pure Christianity. Some Came Running. Dave is Frank Sinatra, and he's a very sophisticated war veteran, but he's very smart and very drunk, but he's very smart. And he's just had a big article published in the Atlantic Monthly. He is absolutely flabbergastingly beloved by a floozy named Ginny, played by Shirley MacLaine. She's a floozy, that's the old-fashioned word, but she really loves him. He, of course, has higher ideas, played by Martha Heyer. Forget them. And he's just published a front page article in the Atlantic Monthly, and this rather unfortunate but sweet young person from a totally different side of the tracks shows that she loves him, and he finally decides to read her out loud the article that he's written for the Atlantic Monthly. And he finishes reading it, and he says, "You don't understand a word of what I said. You don't understand the story." "Ginny," Shirley MacLaine. "No, I don't. But that don't mean I don't like it. I don't understand you neither. But that don't mean I don't like you. I love you. I don't understand you, but I love you. What's the matter with that?" She says it with absolutely perfect sincerity. And there's a pause. Frank Sinatra is deeply touched. He gets off the chair where he is. He takes her hand in his and says this, "Ginny, will you marry me?" "What? Marry me? Now, tonight?" "I'll give you the ending." "Oh, Dave, you really shouldn't kid around a thing like that. Oh, please, not with me." "I'm not kidding, Ginny." "Oh, Dave, no, I think I want that." more than anything in the whole wide world. I don't know what to say. Dave, just say you will. And he means it. And she says, oh, Dave, yes. Now, she happens to be given the opportunity by God to express her love for him in an even more powerful way about 5 minutes after they're married. But you'll have to see it. It is Good Friday at the deepest possible romantic level. It's marriage at the deepest possible level. So what am I trying to say? The point of this message, whenever I see that about twice a week, that movie, literally, just the last 40 minutes, and I cry because it reminds me, obviously, of my own closest relationship. It does. And what I find is whenever, let's say, things are maybe just placid or moving along or real busy or there's all these things going on and you're not necessarily talking to someone that you care for the way you'd like to, nor is he talking to you. The cure is to go back to when you were loved. Even if the person you're thinking about is dead, the cure for neutrality in the heart and the sense that love is elusive and almost become kind of flatlined, the cure is inevitably to go back to the moment you felt somebody else's love. A wonderful German mystic used to say, if you're looking for God, go back to where you lost him. And the essence of love that is continuous, even if in a sense the actual person historically is not there, is to go back when you felt loved from outside. That is the heart of human happiness. It is the heart of your happiness. And I agree with you. And it is the heart of what God also does for us. So I'll just close with Jackie Wilson. You all remember Jackie Wilson. Elvis Presley regarded Jackie Wilson as the greatest soul singer of the 20th century. Now, that is as high a praise as one could possibly get. It's like what Tom Murray was saying about me earlier. And Elvis Presley said, if you want to be in touch with true art, listen to Jackie Wilson. And you all remember the song, Fall of 68, and the song goes like this. It's called Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher. Now, once I was downhearted, disappointment was my closest friend. Then you came, and it soon departed. And you know he never showed his face again. That's why your love keeps lifting me higher. And that is the essence of renaissance, of belovedness in your relationship with your daughter, your son, your husband, your wife, your parents, anybody. If you're looking for the heart to be restored, go back to when the heart's gasoline was ignited by someone's love for you that was extraordinarily surprising and unmerited. I hope that helps. Help us, dear God, to recover the deepest forms of love in our lives, no matter where we are on the life cycle. Thank you most of all that your love came to us, unexpected and entirely from outside. And this I pray for his sake. Amen.